Looking a little scruffy? It's time to get cleaned up at Lady Jane's Second Store in Brighton. Get a precision haircut, hot lather neck shave, and hot towel treatment for a great price. On the corner of East Grand River and Whitmore Lake Road in front of Kroger. It's wicked awesome.
This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
What does a guy need to have to satisfy two women in a threesome?
12 inches.
Yep.
at least 8.5.
Yeah.
Well, maybe the reason you've never been in a threesome is that because you've been unqualified. There's an app called Threesomer. It's for people who are trying to score some group sex. Anyway, they just ran a survey of their users, and they found the five character traits a man needs if he wants to satisfy two women at the same time.
Okay.
Now, I want to quickly ask here while I'm reading these character traits, and hopefully ladies will chime in too. Did your threesome go wrong? Not all of them, I believe, go great, but I believe many of them fail.
Oh, yeah.
How did your threesome fail?
Oh.
1-855-954-6969. Here are the, you know, big penis is not one of the traits.
No.
They say you need. You got to show leadership. You get down on my bits.
Leadership.
I'm a born leader.
Yeah, you gotta have a plan. Okay,
you gotta be upbeat. I'm loving what you're doing down there. Keep it going.
Great work.
Well, sure. You know what? Are you gonna be? You're gonna be dismal. You're gonna be like,
your ball tickling's a little off. I gotta tell you,
you guys are sort of okay.
Be vigilant. You got to quickly pick up on something if one of the women is getting unhappy. Got to be alert.
You got to
tag
alert.
Out.
Well, that's well, I think what they're trying to say is, so you're with the one.
Right.
And stuff's going good. You can't get distracted by how good something's going with one.
No.
Because the other one will be like,
right.
They'll leave or something, you know, they'll be upset.
Yeah.
Be upbeat. I said that. Have good communication skills.
Yeah. Okay. I got those.
And then the number one thing they say, the top character trait you need to satisfy two women in a threesome, you got to be strong.
Like
physically strong?
Strong.
Yeah, what kind of strength?
Mentally strong.
Listen, I have a buddy who all of a sudden he got a girlfriend, and the girlfriend was into girls as well. And his whole life changed. His whole life changed. And his whole world was opened up to these threesomes. Okay. And he was having them. And we would talk, and I'd be like, dude, so what's going on with that? He was like, oh my god, dude, I need to work out. He was like, I need to work out. He started working out because he found that doing the threesomes, he didn't have enough cardio. He wasn't in shape enough. He was like, you cannot believe how exhausting it is.
He had to go through threesome training.
He literally went through like a threesome boot camp.
Holy smokes.
You know?
But I can see how you'd need it. I totally could see how you'd need it.
Yeah.
It's endurance. You need endurance.
Endurance. And you know, staying power.
Someone said you definitely need tongue action and stamina.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coop. Is it Coop?
Hey, guys.
Hey, man.
What's up, man?
How did your threesome fail?
I tell you what. I was dating a girl for about 2 years, and we decided to take it to the next level, bring another girl in. She was all about it. It was actually her idea. And, a little awkward start, but about half an hour in, I noticed they weren't even paying any attention to me. And I kind of got pushed out of the bed. So I just...
Wow.
Walked away and picked up my controller and started playing Xbox. And I tell you what, man, a month later, she dumped me and started dating her.
Of course.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
I think that happens a lot.
It does.
The guy gets pushed out of the room.
Yep.
I'll tell you what, one of the porns that I saw that has stuck with me forever is this one green, you know, like when it's at night and they shoot a porn and they use that night filter or whatever so that you can see. It's all shot in that color, and it's a girl with her boyfriend, and they're bringing another girl in, and they are trying desperately to get him aroused. and he can't.
Oh my God.
He can't.
That's and a threesome nightmare.
Pressure or something?
There,
it was too much pressure.
It was
pressure.
The pressure, and they were filming it.
Yeah, it's
and
all psychological.
It was a and they tried, and then they were doing stuff. They would do stuff with each other.
Come on.
And then they started making fun of him. But they started to be like, what is your problem? Like, there's two of us. And I was just like, I'm telling you, that has stuck with me. Because you can tell it's just amateur.
Yeah.
It's just someone made a videotape of themselves.
He said they started making fun of him. And then you just, in the room, it just...
They did, because they'd be like, someone can't get hard.
Oh!
You know what I mean? And then they just did, and he had the camera... And then they just did stuff to each other or whatever. But the whole time, you're just like, it's just, you can't get over the fact this poor guy is just a spectator then at that point.
It sucks. So bad.
Talking about the character traits a guy needs in order to satisfy two women in a threesome. And we're wondering, how did your threesome fail? Someone said, my threesome failed when my wife walked in. Halfway through.
Well, Jesus.
Oh, that's pretty horrible. Yeah. Another one said, wife and I put an ad on Craigslist for a threesome looking for another girl. The pics the girl sent, incredible. But instead of the girl in the pics, Rocksteady showed up.
Hey, you like my pics, did you?
That's not you.
Let's get your donger out and you get your tits out. Let's do this.
Jesus. Holy Lord. Steven, calling us from Ontario. Hi, Steven. How are you, man?
Time is money.
How's she going, eh?
How's she going, eh? How did your threesome fail?
Well, my PIC, my FWB, as some may call it, came down back from school. She brought her roommate with her, a new roommate. And then we did a little bar crawl around our town. And after, we were pretty drunk, you know, and we wanted to have some fun. So we go to my car, and it was just like a little BMW, right? And we had to fold the seats down, make as much room in there as possible. Well, I was like hitting my head off the roof and everything, man. It was like the worst thing ever. The next day I woke up, my neck was just like cranked to the left. I couldn't look up straight.
Sex in a car with two women?
Yes. We all fit in a little BMW.
Jesus, man. But you had a debilitating neck injury afterwards.
Oh, yeah. And like I stood up straight, and then my neck was just like, it just went left, and I couldn't go back. Couldn't go up. Couldn't get my neck up.
Still worth it, though?
Yeah, I think you were.
Still worth it?
Yeah,
probably. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say,
it doesn't
even
seem...
Even if you almost break your neck, it's still worth it.
Doesn't seem bad enough.
The idea of doing that in a car. Sometimes I've seen my, like, I don't know, drink or whatever, like, kind of slide off a seat and go to the bottom of the other side. I can't even reach that.
He pulled that off because it was a decent car, too.
Oh, yeah.
Sure, that helps.
Hey, let's have a threesome in my
BMW. Yeah, you want to hop in my ride. Beautiful Pontiac.
Anonymous lady is with us here.
Yeah.
We're talking about how a threesome failed, but you wanted to chime in on this.
Mm-hmm.
So I've noticed that I've had a couple, some of them good, some of them bad. But I've really noticed that confidence in the man plays a huge role. If they're not confident enough and they're worried about what's going to happen and they're overthinking it, usually they can't get up. That's what happens.
How many have failed on you?
I want to say three, maybe, that failed.
All because of soft members?
Yep.
Not all because of that. Some of it was jealousy. But.
All two girls and one guy?
Yes.
So you like the lady bits?
Yes.
Yeah, you do. Mm-hmm. It's all right.
Mm-hmm.
Not to be ashamed of.
No, I like it.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for calling in. You have a good day. So she's got it right there. Confidence. I mean, a lot of women say that just in general, not in threesomes, but I think that's part of being strong. Strong, confident, that's the same kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
Physically strong, mentally strong, you give off that vibe as well.
Yeah, you do got to be confident if you...
Because that's the thing. Like,
you get the nerves, and then it's just like, no go.
Because my one buddy, like, he's got all of the stuff. Hammer.
Yeah.
you know, he's the most confident guy you've ever probably met. But he was just utterly shocked by the physical output that you had to... Do.
You guys, wait till you hear about this poor guy, apparently. Allie from Canton is with us next. Hi, Allie. How are you?
Hi.
my penis balls.
Penis, we're talking about how a threesome failed and you wanted to share a bad tale, I understand.
Oh, yeah, this is a good one. I was with my boyfriend at the time. I had a friend over and she was bisexual. We were at my apartment and I kind of started with a girl first. He was watching. Mm. We were making out, having a good time. All of a sudden, I look over. He runs to the bathroom and then throws up. And immediately, I was like, this is not happening.
Nervous. That's not the reaction you want. You just threw up.
I felt so bad. She left, and I haven't wanted to do one since. And it's
okay, so she left. The girl just up and left.
Oh my God! Well, if someone pukes.
He did it in the bathroom.
She hasn't wanted to be with him since.
That is hilarious. She's like, this is so hot.
No.
Oh, my God. I'm going to be in a threesome.
That's a true. Not the sign of strong confidence that you need.
No, absolutely not. That poor. Is he? I mean.
Oh, the tongue.
How's he doing? Is he all right?
Oh, well. Yeah, he's okay now. I'm not with him anymore. But
no, of
yeah,
course not.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Poor guy. Something he'll never forget.
No, it won't.
In his entire life.
These guys just doing their puke imitations here.
Yeah.
It's okay, ladies. Get the. Let's take some of those clothes.
He was like so hot.
This is the hottest thing.
You'd almost think he was disgusted by it.
Yes.
Like, right. You'd think he's disgusted.
I thought that at first. Like, it's his lady with someone else. It's making him, like, physically.
No.
No, it's the nervous.
Thinking.
He's like, this is going to happen. A guy's dream come. I'm getting called into action here.
Ladies, I'm ready anytime.
I just always feel so bad for the guys too, because you know this is like a once in a lifetime opportunity for some people, right?
Yeah.
And then you blow it, or your dong blows it, or your stomach blows it, or something.
You imagine though, like, because that probably was that guy. Like, he'll never have that happen again.
No, of course he won't. Nope. And even if he did,
he should
again.
Never have it happen again.
Yeah. No, no,
it got into his head.
Oh my God.
What's happening?
I can see like being nervous and like, you know, maybe your donger is like, you have to try and shock him or whatever. But to throw up, to be so sick to your stomach.
Yeah. This guy said, I had a threesome with my wife's best friend. Her best friend asked me to put it in the back door. She was drunk and then ended up having the whiskey poops. Did not end well.
Well, jeez, I mean,
come on,
that's how to ruin one.
Yeah.
Well, that would make me puke.
Yeah, my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Whiskey poop on my dong. This person said,
that ain't Texas tea.
My first threesome didn't go quite as planned. Barely got to the second lady and lasted like 4 minutes total. I was quite glad I got them to stick around though for round two.
Yeah, ladies are gonna have to switch out.
Switch it up.
You gotta switch out now. Okay, your turn. Switch it in a hurry.
No. Just wait.
Oh, give me a minute.
You gotta throw one woman off.
Get off of me. Kirby, you have literally 2 minutes. One, two. Wow. Hurry, switch up.
Sorry.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Mike's with us next. Good morning, Mike.
Damn it.
I told you to be quicker.
Dude.
Hey, talking about the character traits a man needs to satisfy two women in a threesome, but we want to know as well, how did your threesome fail?
I had a foursome going on, all right?
Ooh, jeez. Okay. You and three ladies.
Yeah.
Wow, dude.
I'm like 21 at the time, at my best friend's house, dating this one hot blonde girl. She's like 18, 19. She's like, can I bring a couple friends? Long story short, they all get too drunk to drive whatever, I bring them back to my house. The one's going down on me. The two are making out. And the other one's just looking at me. Like,
there we go.
Yeah, you can tell. You can tell that guy was going to do that. So
you don't get four chicks to want to bang you or whatever with your brains.
No. So one lady threw up. So he had a female puker in that story. That's how that ended.
But too drunk.
That was her Legion moment.
She's like,
am I? Am I in the Legion?
I don't think so.
Or she was just so wasted, right?
Yeah, she's just too wasted.
Yeah.
Anonymous
Legion gets
from Boston. Hello, good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing all right. How are you?
Good. How'd your threesome fail?
Well, it was back in high school. And let me just start off by letting you know that this is going to be my first time having sex.
Your first time was a threesome?
In high school.
Oh, my goodness. That's going to last for 1 second. Okay.
Yeah, right. That's what I was thinking the whole time. I was freaking out. I was like, oh my goodness, so nervous and everything. And so this girl, she's been flirting with me in the middle of class, grabbing me and whatnot, doing all kinds of crazy freaky stuff. So I knew stuff was going to go down pretty quickly. And so I went over to her house after school, and you know, she had her friend there, and you could tell that she was very like nude as well. I don't know, she might have been a virgin as well. And as soon as we start taking our clothes off and getting ready, I get a phone call from my mom. Oh. And I'm like, oh man, are you kidding me right now? And so she's like, I'm outside the house right now. You need to come outside.
No!
And I'm like, we're studying. I have a test tomorrow. Needless to say, I had to go outside. She's like, I'm going to come in there if you don't come outside.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, well, that can't happen.
So that's it.
That was it.
That was it, ruined?
Done.
Yep, ruined.
Oh my goodness.
That happened again. She ended up moving to Canada, the freak.
Yeah.
Your mom just had like this sense.
Did she have
just mom sense?
Yeah,
she's
she
like,
did.
She must have.
Pretty sure my firstborn son is having a threesome right now.
For his first sexual experience.
I need him to go shopping.
It's a hell of a start.
You get out here, I'm busting in.
You know what? It's probably good. In the long run, starting your sexual career with a threesome is probably not great because then you just want to keep.
But it gave him the confidence that he needed. Probably to
get it done.
He was almost there. I would be like, Mom, give me 45 seconds.
My first was a threesome.
Kind of lucky that it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Because.
That's what I was saying.
I think, like, if it happened, he would have, like, the first girl, and then it would have been done.
Yeah, and then it would have been,
and like, different
awful.
Story. Yeah, like.
And a whole different story.
Different
or it's
life.
Like getting your driver's license and then being like, hop in that jet there and fly with the Blue Angels.
Exactly. What?
I'm not qualified.
Yeah. This one came in. I had a threesome in the back of a Ford Escort right in front of my house. And my mom woke up and started flashing the porch light to get me to come inside.
Oh, my God.
Instant boner killer. Mom's ruining it. Mom can ruin threesomes.
You can't have a threesome anywhere close to your mom.
You got to be at least 7 miles away.
That's a good rule.
You know what I mean?
I totally agree with
nowhere
that rule.
Nowhere close.
Annie is calling us from Redford. Annie, how did your threesome fail?
Well, the threesome itself went through. I was about 21, but then the husband liked seeing me so much that we had a little side thing going on, and it was kind of awkward because we all had to work together.
Oh no.
It was my first job.
Was the side thing allowed or no? It's not
I mean,
really not.
At the time, not really.
Yeah, right.
It went on for the summer that I was home from college, so it ended when I went back to school.
Right,
yeah.
But that made it really uncomfortable for the summer when I had to go to
work.
Oh, sure,
yeah. Day. Well, that means it's one of the possible side effects of a threesome.
Yeah, it is. Uncomfortable moments.
Yeah.
You know?
Definitely can happen if you know those people and you didn't just meet them in a bar or something.
Yeah.
Someone said, I accidentally turned down a threesome in Italy. Don't ever trust Google Translate. Learn the language.
What?
So he's like, what are they saying? Let me Google this. Oh, no, they just want to go grab a drink. Okay. No, I'm good. You guys go ahead. And then let me just check that again.
They wanted a threesome.
Oh my God, that's just
probably people messing with him too because he didn't know the language.
Right. Well,
you need to travel with a translator, I guess.
Oh, surely was going to get robbed and beaten.
Yeah, no
yeah,
doubt.
Probably.
Yeah, probably death.
Totally turned down a threesome because I'm such a stud.
This guy said one chick was performing on me.
Mm-hmm.
The other one whipped out anal beads, though. I assumed they were for me, and I lost my rocket. Then they started punching me. I had to run out naked.
I'm sorry. The anal beads scared me.
You lose it, and they beat you.
That's so sad.
Yeah.
It's just insult to injury.
It's like the old, it's like the new way of being like tarred and feathered.
Yeah.
It's like, beat him.
He lost his boner. Beat him.
Kevin from Boston is with us next here. Kevin, how did your threesome fail?
Unfortunately, so I was a little bit younger. My cousins were having a party downstairs. I get two girls to come upstairs with me. They're taking turns going back and forth, asking me to judge who's better. My dad wakes up, comes in, he knocks on the door, he says, Kev, you still up here? And just blew the whole thing right out of the water. It was done after that.
Oh, my
God. Gotta be within 7 miles of a parent. There's your rule.
You cannot.
Yeah.
Have you still in there, boy?
Oh, Dad.
I can hear my dad doing
yeah.
Hey, okay. Clean your room.
Oh, I just.
Are you in?
I knew he wouldn't. He wouldn't stop, too.
No. I don't like locked doors
Breister,
in my house, boy.
Yeah, the Breister. He wouldn't have said a word because the Breister would just do that on you. He wouldn't say a word.
Oh, so a surprise
he
attack?
Would just pick the lock and
ha! You doing weed in here?
Close the door and then walk out.
You wouldn't even hear him coming, right?
No, you wouldn't hear. I wouldn't hear a sound. Wouldn't hear the thing, the handle turn, nothing. It was just instant.
I see him tiptoeing up to the door.
Are you doing weed in here, Charlie? No, I'm not doing. I don't do weed, Dad. Yeah, right.
Anonymous from Dearborn. Good morning. Tell us about your threesome gone wrong.
What's going on, guys? Ball,
we're good.
Penis.
Balls.
So this was back in high school, and kind of like the another anonymous call. It was going to be my first time. Mm. We got these girls drunk, and my buddy got drunker than them. So it ended up, they were about to go upstairs, and we were about to get ready. And he passes out, and I'm taking care of him. And after, like, 45 minutes, I go back up, and they already started, and they're like, no boys allowed. So after they left, my buddy gets two, and he says, oh, what happened, man? I'm like, well, yeah, you ruined my moment. That's pretty much it.
Yeah,
you blew it, man.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Be hard to be friends with that guy again.
Oh, man.
Yeah, no, this is where we end things.
Anonymous from Boston, we're talking about a threesome fail. What happened for you?
Well, it was my first and only threesome because I had a long night of drinking 151. And, yeah, it was my first time drinking that. I didn't really understand how dangerous it was. It was
so bad.
Anyways, I was in the room with two guys and
the devil's threesome.
Wow.
Yeah, and I threw up all over one of them, and it was black and
black puke.
Yeah, that's my story.
Oh,
my God.
Night.
Oh, this bitch got a demon in her or something.
I'll tell you what. When I was in Ibiza and I finally puked after just days of straight partying, it was black.
Yeah.
Black puke. Nothing is more terrifying. Because I'm like, what inside me was
never,
black?
I've never had
pooped
that.
Black from Pepto-Bismol.
Well, sure,
that's
yes.
Bit, but I've never puked black.
No, yeah. I puked up blackness.
Yeah, just
like
the darkness.
Just the darkness was in me. Lord, you know?
I wouldn't want to be covered in hot black lady puke.
No, of course not.
No.
Not even bright colored.
Leah from Salem, Massachusetts. How did your threesome fail?
Hey, so I actually had been with this couple a couple of times. We've gotten together every time. It had gone, like, really well. The guy was, like, crazy sweaty, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So this last time, we decided we were going to kind of keep things going because we were all, like, super horny and whatever. So we decided we're going to take a shower together, which we had not done yet. And we all get in and, like, cram into their tiny little shower, which was fine. And, you know, we're making out and stuff and, like, kind of washing each other. And they had that, like, peppermint hemp shampoo or whatever.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
And I had a wicked bad allergic reaction, like, all over my skin. I had this really bad rash.
Like, instantly?
Well, no, like, I woke up the next day and itchiness all over me, and I was like, well, we're not doing that again.
So you'll still have a threesome with them, you just won't shower.
No showers.
Yeah, well, unless they've showered right before.
I'm sure they won't if they know they can have your bits.
Yeah.
Thanks, Leah. Just give them that warning. No peppermint hemp shampoo.
Yeah. Let's go to a few more calls here. We're wondering how your threesome failed. Voice changing technology. Anonymous is with us. Hey, Anonymous. Good morning.
How's she going, eh?
How's she going, eh? What happened to you, man?
You guys are killing me. I'm waiting to talk, and I'm laughing my butt off here. Seems like it's a trending thing. It's like a young thing where you get to actually try to have one or get to have one. I was younger. I'm married now, so obviously that was my first and probably my last ever going to be having one.
Yeah.
And all I'll say is just don't drink alcohol because just like, you know, how Chuck mentioned that video he was watching and it stuck with him.
Yep.
It made me not be able to perform, and they never got to like make it fun, but you can definitely tell they're probably like, well, what's going on with you? Why is that not happening?
Yeah, because chicks take that stuff personal.
They take it personal.
They sure do,
yeah.
So
they
stay
judge.
Away from the whiskey.
Oh, and they judge. They judge.
No, whiskey dick is real.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
like
it came
at
the worst time.
Oh God, that video! My God, his responses to them, the quiver in his voice of defeat.
I think that like a woman, like if it's just like one woman, you're like, okay, whatever. Yeah, but you've got two women there. You think, well, of course you're gonna be. This is gonna be the ultimate.
Yeah.
No. Nope.
Like, no, just give me a,
nothing.
Give me a second.
Are you kidding me? I'd be so goddamn mad at him.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, God. Literally.
I would go into the bathroom and be like, God! I would just, damn
honestly,
you!
I'd smack him. I'd smack him around. I'd drown him in the toilet for a bit.
Him out. But yeah, you're like, I'm going to cry in the toilet, you little son of a bitch!
You waterboard him.
Wake up!
Turn on the super hot water and put him in it. Yeah, take that, you son of a bitch. Wake up.
So angry.
Oh, that would suck.
Allison
so
from Boston, good morning. Tell us how your threesome failed.
Well, this was back in college, and we'd been drinking, and it was my boyfriend and his best friend. And one of them started going, tell me who's your daddy, and the other one was like, oh, you're my naughty schoolgirl. Tell me I'm your bad principal. And I just couldn't keep a straight face and started laughing at them both. And I had to leave the room.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Role play gone too far. Ruined.
Well, she's got to play a couple of roles. Yeah. What is she, Tom Hanks?
They were trying to be cool.
This one. So my buddy and his girlfriend and I were going at it. They were taking turns picking someone to join them. And it was my lucky night, I guess. So it gets started. She proceeds to handcuff me and my buddy together to each other. And then our free hands to the bed face down. Uh-oh, that's vulnerable.
No, that's
not the right way.
No.
She puts massage oil on our backs. And I'm like, sweet, a massage first. Then she starts scooping the oil lower and lower down my ass.
Yeah.
And I realized she was trying to put something in there. My buddy was loving it, but I felt so violated.
Well, yeah.
I sucked it up because I knew when it was over I could bang her. But I cried myself to sleep that night.
So
she let it. Yeah, she violated him.
She plowed him.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Unhandcuff me. Unhandcuff me now.
Off. I'm breaking that bed.
I'll break the headboard right off.
Oh, my God.
Handcuffed to your buddy? That is the weirdest. That's not the reason I ever want to be a part of.
I thought he was in for, like, the buddy was going to be like, well, now you're cuffed. And you just...
Shlabam.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I thought he was into it, too.
I'm like, a Sam.
Yeah.
We're going to put the devil in the devil's threesome now.
Devil had his day that day. Right in the backside.
Oh, God. Man.
I can never do the two dudes, one girl threesome.
Teddy's joining us from Boston. Teddy, how did your threesome fail?
It's not good.
I just declined.
How's she going, eh? We're good,
How's
man.
How's she going, eh?
No, thank you.
So, I'm in high school, and I'm waiting for my girlfriend's parents to shoot down the Cape. Her dad was already down there, luckily, but the mom was still there. And she really wouldn't let me come over the house unless her friend was there. So her friend Gabby was there. But her friend Gabby was actually the other participant in the whole event. But yeah. I'm sitting there chopping at the bits, waiting for her to shoot down the cave. And then she's, you know, double checking it.
I knew we weren't going to hear this whole
story. Are we losing it?
Yeah.
We lost him?
We lost him.
Oh, well. That his threesome and his phone failed.
Yeah.
Horrible news.
Hmm.
Dwayne, tell us your story.
Good morning, Ripcord.
Ripcord.
This was a threesome ruined for somebody else that benefited me. There was, in way back in the service, there was two girls and my friend of mine who was roommates with one, and she wanted to hook up with me, and he was going to hook up with her friend. Well, he got to drinking way too much and passed out. And it didn't ruin it for him. They said, well, I guess you're the lucky guy. No, they tried to wake him up. It wasn't happening. And, boy, he was pissed. But, you know, I didn't pour the drinks down his throat.
Yeah, his fail is your victory. Yeah.
Don't you have to prep for what could happen?
Would you do that if a buddy passed out? Would you take his spot in a threesome? Or would you feel too guilty?
I'd sure try.
I think I may have to give it a whirl. Again, if he's a true buddy, he'd understand.
Yeah,
right? I was gonna say no. I don't think anybody that I was hanging out with at the time would have been. You know what I mean? It's not. What I wouldn't have done is if it was his girlfriend.
No, not a girlfriend.
Like,
no.
If it was his girlfriend and her friend, were like, "Hey, he passed out. It's your turn." Nah, can't
one
do that.
One more call, anonymous.
Can't do that. Yeah, not with a
from girlfriend. Warren. Hey, anonymous. Good morning.
Good morning.
How did your threesome fail?
Okay, so apparently, just a little backstory. The couple had multiple threesomes before, and they had issues with the girl paying more attention to other girls and not enough attention to him.
Mm-hmm.
So when I go over there, where things are getting like hot and heavy, and I get strapped to the bed, mm-hmm. and so I'm doing whatever, and I get her off. And then she kind of turns around to her boyfriend and is like, well, she got me off. You didn't. And mm-hmm. so that creates an instant argument. He jumps up, runs into the kitchen. She jumps up, runs into the kitchen, and I'm left strapped to the bed.
So what'd you do?
So I had to, like, worm myself up onto the bed, bite the restraint off my wrist, it was Velcro, thank God, bite it off, unstrap the rest of myself, and I just got dressed and got up.
You don't think when a threesome starts it's going to end like a scene out of the movie Taken?
No.
Yeah. I'm going to
no.
have to chew my way out of restraints.
No.
Jesus.
And they're fighting
holy
in the kitchen.
Nuts.
She had to, like, Harry Houdini or something.
Yeah, exactly. I had to dislocate my shoulder.
She's lucky she was flexible.
She got me off, but you didn't.
Yeah. I was like, I'm going to the kitchen.
If I'm strapped to anything, I'm just dying there. You know what I mean? There's no, I yeah, do not sure. have any kind of ability to really, that's why I'd be sort of dead against it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Is this the biggest spider ever? Andy, this will terrify you. A giant, angry huntsman spider.
Oh, huntsman.
Yeah.
Terrified a family in their home.
It's got a name, doesn't it?
The spider has a name?
Aragog.
Aragog.
What is Aragog?
Aragog is the name of this thing.
I'll show you the pictures.
Yeah, look at it.
Look at the size of that thing right there. It's bigger than a dinner plate.
That thing doesn't even look like a huntsman spider. It, like, looks even more terrifying.
It looks like it's been eating steak for about 20 years.
It's absolutely. It's a pet?
They nicknamed it Aragog.
Aragog.
It appeared on the outside of their window in Australia when they were attempting to cook dinner.
I would
Aragog!
I'd move out of that house.
I would move out of the country. That's enough Australia for me. Aragog's here.
Aragog just moved in.
The pictures of this are up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you want to terrify yourself. The guy said the spider appeared harmless, but it did not take kindly after they attempted to move it from the glass.
You think?
Oh, yeah. I was like, you serious? It's like, this is my house.
Yeah.
House of Aragog. Aragog the Destroyer.
Dude. The woman said, my partner was on the outside trying to cook our food. We didn't want to kill it, but it didn't like us for trying to move it along.
Look at the huge legs. How would you even kill it? I don't, you'd, a gun? You'd
shoot it.
You had the gun, burn it?
A gun wouldn't even, you'd have to shoot it a couple of times, I think.
Yeah.
Like one, it'd be like, are you serious?
Yeah,
one. You shot Aragog?
Oh.
Oh, they put the cat
cat's like, I don't even want anything to do with that.
Of course not. Why would you do that to your poor cat?
Yeah.
Look like they were sacrificing the cat.
Yeah.
Like, save us, take the cat.
Aragog, take our offering and leave. We've brought you meat, Aragog.
Look at its legs.
So they say it's still alive and happy. They did nickname it Aragog. She said once they posted the photo of the spider on Facebook, their friends couldn't believe what was pictured.
What does Aragog eat, like, legitimately eat?
Probably mice, dude.
Do you think it's like mice and birds?
Small children?
Looks like it. Yeah, like mice.
Yeah, maybe that thing could eat rats.
It's like it eats foals.
Yeah, it does look like it eats your
souls. Souls of the innocent.
Yeah.
This huge huntsman nicknamed Aragog eventually disappeared back into their garden. So it's just out there waiting.
Just sitting, waiting.
Nerds are on a rampage. Aragog is a spider from Harry Potter.
Oh, well, I don't care. The Harry Potter's dumb.
Yeah, this spider is much more.
So,
yeah, the nerds are calling.
There you go.
Should we speak to this nerd about it? Let's just
no.
Brett.
No.
Hi, Brett. How are you?
Not bad, man. I know it's kind of nerdy, but the spiders in that movie, dude, they were the size of like Volkswagens. They're gigantic. So
yeah, that's fine and everything. But if I was going to name a spider, what's the spider from Lord of the Rings?
I'm trying to think of it literally right now. That's the one that the orcs take care of.
Let's look it up. Spider from
Lord of the Rings. Like, let's name it something actually cool, please. Oh, Shelob or whatever.
Shelob. Shelob doesn't sound too bad.
It's better.
It sounds like a fat chick you pick up at a bar.
Yeah.
Hey, Shelob.
She
the name's Shelob.
Here's my girl Shelob.
Yeah, it's probably James.
Shelob. Shelob.
Shelob.
That sounds like a Jewish girl you pick up at a bar.
That's my big Jewish spider girlfriend. Shelob.
Yeah, I mean, it does. It's a good name, but Harry Potter is dumb.
It takes it down, yeah.
The thing is massive. Again, if you want to see it, DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. I couldn't believe it.
I just don't even like knowing the. I mean, and that's, imagine some of the stuff that's out there that we don't even know, man.
I'm so glad you weren't born in Australia, Andy.
I couldn't. I would have ended it a long time
ago.
Kidding?
Yeah. Crocodile Andy would never have made it.
No, Crocodile Andy. I'd be like, well, there's a crocodile right there, and that's the plane I'm taking the hell out of here.
Watch as I approach the plane.
Watch as I get out of Australia because of Aragog and company.
Crocodile Andy would be a totally different movie. Oh, much shorter.
Yeah, way shorter. Be like, yeah, there's me in the bush there, screaming for my life, terrified.
A young Australian man decides he has to get the hell out of Australia.
Has anybody else seen these spiders here? I've got to get out of this place.
The problem is he's got no money.
I have $0. If anybody could help me out with a plane ticket, I'd really appreciate it. I saw a spider the size of a dinner plate today.
He doesn't even have a cell phone.
I've got no phone, no resources at all. I've just been abandoned by my family out here in the Australian wild, and it is frightening.
Will he make it?
Probably not. Doesn't look like I'm going to make it at all here. I've got no water. I haven't drank anything in about 3 days now, so very dehydrated.
He's Australia's most unprepared bushman.
That's right. I don't even have a knife. I don't even have a knife. Isn't that crazy? I have a stick that's got kind of an end to it, but it's not even going to kill one of those spiders there. So, looking for a plane ticket.
Get me the hell out of Australia.
No, God, I don't even know what that is, but I am frightened of it.
Oh, I just see you wearing that outfit, too.
Yeah, I'd look good. Like, I found this. It was made for a much smaller man.
We best barely comes
it
together.
It turns out that crocodile scales, they stretch a little bit, so that's helped a lot with this here. And the head, also too small. My hair sticks out of the side of it there.
Oh, my God.
Crocodile Andy in the Crocodile Dundee outfit.
Get up.
The scene at the end of the movie where he crawls on everybody's head to get to the girl would be much different, too.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's not a knife. That's a Hershey bar.
Oh, I'd watch Crocodile Andy.
Yeah.
It'd be a lot funnier, I think.
It would be. The entire movie would be me trying to get the hell out of Australia.
Exactly.
Please, somebody help.
There's so many deadly things in Australia. Scary, terrifying things. That's the only thing that really stops me from going there. I have family there.
Really?
Yeah.
Are they all right?
I have a cousin there. I think
they're not all right.
And they have a guest house, but they say it is. There's huntsman spiders for sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. And those things don't even, they don't hurt you or anything, huntsman spiders.
No, I don't need it to hurt me.
No, but there are poisonous spiders there. And there's jellyfish the size of quarters that are the most, some of the most poisonous in the world. And you step on them and it's,
that's it.
It's a far trip to go hang out with big spiders.
Yeah, yeah. It's like they're not selling me on their tourism.
No. Snakes. Let's not even talk about their snakes.
Yeah.
South African Sean is with us on the Dave and Chuck lines, and you wanted to tell us about one of your South African spiders.
Yes, South African penis.
And to you.
Yes, we got, it's called the Red Roman. At nighttime, it follows your shadow. And wherever you go, it will go with you. And this one night, it followed me, and I didn't realize it. And when I turned around to, and I saw it, I was running, and I ran right into a fence.
Oh, that's like, this thing is the same as the...
camel spider.
Yeah.
It almost looks like a camel spider.
They're called wind scorpions.
Jesus. And then, and at nighttime, before you go to bed, you got to shake out your bed to look for snakes and spiders. It's pretty much the same as Australia. I mean, we got so many spiders and snakes all over the place, you know.
Is that why you got the hell out of there?
No, one of them.
One of many. That's on a list.
I just love going to bed without having to check for snakes and spiders.
Right. Yeah, it's pretty. It's pretty nice, isn't it? It's,
you get used to it, though. You get used to it.
I wouldn't.
I don't think I would.
Honestly, I'd be. Thanks, Sean. I would sleep in a net.
My dad told me the same thing about those camel spiders. Is that they, in the like hot environments, they'll follow your shadow because they want to cool down.
Yeah.
So it's like. And you're like, ah!
And you run, it's like, and it runs. Yeah,
it's like,
you're running down the street. Oh, away dude, from this.
I'd be in such great shape from all the running.
Oh my god, you would. Yeah, like we're thinking about this all wrong. Like if you were born in Australia, you'd be in incredible shape. You'd be so good looking.
I would.
You'd be an Australian guy.
I would.
You would be an Australian guy.
I'd be an Olympic runner.
Yeah.
And then all they'd have to do is put a huntsman down at the end of the track, and they wouldn't even need to shoot the gun or anything.
Boy, he's fast.
It would be fun. It would be fun just to
never seen anything like it.
Drop Andy into Australia for a few days. And God, see how
you'd have to like chloroform me to get me over there. Because if you were like, we'd have to Mr. TM.
We'd have to.
It is actually a great idea. It's honestly a great idea for a show. It's kind of like, you know, like on History Channel they do like Alone, where Andy's just. In an office building, and like, okay, Andy, we're going to chloroform you now. And you're like, okay.
Okay.
And then they do it, and every week he's just...
wakes up somewhere different.
Somewhere different.
That'd be amazing.
And all we do is, like, he gets an envelope, he wakes up, and he's like, oh my God, what is this? And then we open an envelope, and it's like, Australia.
And I'm like, no! No! The whole show would be 30 minutes of me screaming no.
Well, not just that, but it'd be like him walking, and then he'd be given all of his random facts that he knows in his head. Yeah. He was like, do you know that the average venomous snake in Australia can kill you within 13 seconds?
I'm pretty sure I just saw about 6 or 7 goddamn box jellyfish. If I go anywhere near that water, I'm as good as dead.
So, I don't know. And then, like, after a week of him just almost dying, we take him out, and then we do it all over again in another terrifying place that he knows everything about again.
Mm-hmm. Every show would end with me on a stretcher with an IV in me.
Where in the world is Green Bean?
Yeah.
Completely out.
We might be able to make that show happen because I think Ricky Gervais has a show similar to that called Idiot Abroad.
Oh, yeah.
They do that. They put that guy in all sorts of situations. This, I want it to be like Alone or Naked and Afraid.
That's crazy.
Drop Andy in Naked.
Naked.
Now you just kicked it up.
Oh no.
People are already donating to the Kickstarter for the Crocodile Andy movie.
Yeah, well, as long as it doesn't actually take place in Australia, I'll do it.
And someone said the huntsman spider can run up to 3 feet per second.
I'm sure.
Well, you saw its legs.
Dude, look at it.
Like, I'm not getting away from it. That's the thing.
Three feet per second.
Wow. It looks like you could walk into your kitchen and it'd be using your pans and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Like, actually cooking a mouse.
Yeah, like, what do you do? Ah!
Stir fry? Really?
Aragog.
Come on, Aragog.
Sorry.
Come on, dude.
I was hungry.
You're terrifying.
I know.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.